group is being led by Nigerian pirates. The reports we've seen most recently is that they're recruiting people locally. Obviously, a Nigerian pirate would do better having French-speaking crew, and we have seen reports of people from Cote d'Ivoire and Benin going in and helping these guys. So these are mixed crews now, but led by Nigerians who probably have the crime commissioned out of Nigeria to get the oil and bring it back to sell it into the black market in Nigeria.
As you say, these pirates seem to be very well informed. They're targeting just oil and gas tankers.
If information comes from the fact, again, like I said, that they're basically paying off people probably in the port of Abidjan, and they're looking in Lomé also. And the fact is, the power of the model, the business model for the Nigerians, is that they can basically turn around the stolen oil very quickly. The thing that we point out to people who are not too conversant in all these pirate business models is that a Somali pirate gang, what it makes in 10 months of negotiations and hijacking and holding of hostages, a Nigerian pirate gang, by simply hijacking a ship and then taking the oil off and reselling it, a Nigerian gang can make the same amount of money in 10 days, not 10 months.
How is the shipping industry going to tackle this? Do you see maybe deployment of an international naval force, or do you think we're likely to see more armed guards on vessels?
The problem is there in the South Atlantic, there isn't a strong presence of Western navies as there would be in the Northwest Indian Ocean. France has taken the lead in many ways dealing with former colonies in providing assistance and guidance as well as equipment to reinforce the local navies and coast guards, but they all suffer from the fact that these are very poor countries and have problems in terms of just maintaining normal security off their shores. Nigeria really does not welcome private armed guards. They're very strict about weapons, so you'd have to hire private Nigerian companies that hire Nigerian military. I think the ultimate solution will be a combination of assistance from Western nations to the local navies and coast guards of places like Ivory Coast or Cote d'Ivoire, and then armed guards to protect ships in transit, but outside of Nigerian waters, because it won't be allowed.
Anything that you think is important to add, or anything that I've missed?
What people need to know is you don't need to have a monolithic conspiracy theory to explain what's going on here. This is not Somali pirates moving to Nigeria and then from Nigeria going to Cote d'Ivoire. We're looking at situations where people have a form of criminality in their own country and respond to the fact that there's no security out on the ocean. In many of these poor environments around Africa, there's really no security pushed back against the expansion of criminality on shore into the waters. Somali piracy in many ways is an extension of the kidnapping of people that has gone on for centuries on the mainland and went off to the waters in the past 20 years. The kidnapping and the stealing of oil in the Gulf of Guinea is an extension of what we've seen in Nigeria for decades now. What's unfortunate is that as the Nigerians have pushed and tried to control it in response to pressure even from other African nations that are neighbors of Nigeria, the pirates haven't really given up. All they've done is they move further away from Nigeria, and it's because of the pressuring and the good work of the Nigerian Navy that we see now these pirates are attacking places that are much less prepared to defend against them, for example, Cote d'Ivoire.